Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Joshua chapter 20, Yehoshua Perek Chaf. Yes, today we are going to talk about Ir Miklat, the refuge cities. Now that the country has been divided up into the tribal regions, now on the tail end of all of that, we're going to assign six cities as cities of refuge. And you'll notice the opening, Vaydaber Hashem el Yehoshua lemor, daber el bnei Yisrael. This sounds like we're back in the Torah, because we're fulfilling a Torah law to set up Arei Miklat. And indeed, we see three on the east bank of the Jordan, one for each tribe. We have Betzer in Reuven, Ramot Gilad for Gad, and Golan, Babashan, the Golan, which is in Menashe. That's a name you'll know. And on the west bank of the Jordan, we have Kedesh Bagalil, in the Exvah HaGalil Kedesh, which is in the mountain area of Naphtali, Hare Naphtali, and Shechem in Har Ephraim, the city of Shechem, and Kiryat Arba in Hare Yehuda. Fascinating that Kiryat Arba, or Hebron, serves many different roles. It is a city of Yehuda, but it's also an Ir Miklat, and soon we'll see it's also an Ir Levi'im. So it's clear that there were maybe different compounds or different areas within particular cities. What is the stated objective of these cities? Objective number one, Vahaya lachem lemiklat migoel hadam. There is a blood avenger chasing this murderer, and you need protection from this blood avenger. Number two, as we see in Pasuk Vav, that he has to stay in the city ad ondo lifnei ha'ida lemishpat, that the murderer is supposed to be put on trial and gain a fair trial. The court will put the murderer on trial and figure out whether it's murder in the first degree, whether it's accidental murder, or whether maybe nothing happened whatsoever, and will come to their results. Now, I have to say, when it comes to Ir Miklat, I always had a problem. Does the Torah want to have vigilantes chasing people who have engaged in murder? Where does this come from? Does the Torah really endorse this system? And here, one of my teachers, David Nitiv, and later I found the same ideas in the Shadal, Rav Shmuel David Lusato, say something fascinating. In fact, the Goel Hadam is not of Jewish origin at all. The Goel Hadam was something which was in wider society. By the way, it may be that lots of things that we have in our tradition came from wider society at the time. For example, the notion of Sheva Brachot seems to have been, you know, that notion of a week of a wedding seems to have been part of the Yaakov and Rachel and Leah story. There are many things within society which Judaism has to decide whether to absorb or whether to reject. What was the logic of the Goel Hadam, the logic of a blood avenger? You have to imagine a situation without a modern police, where you can't call the police up and they'll come within, you know, a short amount of time to the crime scene. You have to imagine that people are living in remote farms, in remote areas, and the country can't necessarily afford an extensive police force. Well, the concept of the Goel Hadam is that wherever somebody is, his relatives are living nearby. And if somebody's murdered, since the local family have license to kill, the murderer will need to immediately start running. And this is where Judaism comes in. Judaism says, don't just run and become an outlaw. We're going to establish three cities which are going to give law and order, where on the one hand, you can be protected if you need protection. And number two, you will get a fair trial. Now, one could say that if Judaism is committed to justice and to a court system, why did Judaism not rule out the whole concept of a blood avenger? And the answer that the Shadal gives is that we couldn't. That, in fact, in ancient society, it was seen as the honor of the family. What? I'm not going to avenge the death of my nephew, of my grandson, of whatever it might be. Nobody would be willing to do such a thing. They would feel like it was as if you didn't care for them. Now, I have to say that there is something within this system which makes a certain amount of sense. You remember that we've probably seen Westerns where there are wanted posters and there were bounty hunters who would go and, you know, hunt down people who were criminals. The idea is that the police system, whatever it was in the Wild West, couldn't do it. But since they put a price on somebody's head, other people would go and do it for them. And that's the system when there isn't a central police force, which they're the only ones who have the right to bear arms, then the power goes to the people. And this is a way of actually policing the empty hills and valleys of the land of Israel without having to employ something which would be impossible in ancient times, a police force, especially without a system of communication. The Torah obviously wants to curb this. And the Torah basically says, okay, if we can't fight the vigilante system, we can't fight the Goel Hadam, because families will see it as a question of family honor, then at least we can turn this into a system of policing the country. And therefore, since we know that there already is a Canaanite tradition of the family avenging any murder, people need to know, and the Torah says, Tachin lecha haderech, you should make sure that there are signposts and everybody knows where these cities are. And as we're told in our chapter at hand, that if you look at the language here, it's fabulous. It says, V'nas elachat me'arim eila, you go to one of these cities, V'amad petach shar ha'ir, you stand at the gate, V'diber bo'oznei ziknei ha'ir ahi et dvarav, and you tell them the story, V'asfu oto ha'ira aleihem, and then they bring you into the city. In other words, at the gate, there you already have a preliminary hearing, and then they let you in. And again, the most important thing is you get, on the one hand, protection from this ancient vigilante system, and on the other hand, you're going to be put on trial, so that if you are indeed a cold-blooded murderer, you will be executed, I assume, if there are witnesses. And if you're not, then you will be put into this town. It's a sort of, there are all sorts of questions amongst the Mefarshim. Is this a sense of galut? Is this, if I talk in terms of punishment, is this a question of deterrence? Is this a question of keeping the person off the street? Is this a remedial system? But whichever one it is, this was, the aim was to create law and order. And it's a, if you want, a Jewish overlay, a Jewish addition to what was something within ancient society, the system of Goel Hadam. And instead of the country becoming a bloodbath, the Torah wants there to be law and order. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.